My thoughts are I'm very concerned because the image of Prime Minister Abiy in 2019 has really been challenged and compromised by a lot of these reports. Firstly, of a lot of the human rights abuses perpetuated by the Ethiopian army during the Tigray War, and even after the November 2022 peace settlement with the Tigray region, we now have a recent report of massacres this year in the Amhara region, where, you know, the Abiy administration is going after the Fano militia in that area. And there have been reports of indiscriminate drone attacks, of mass civilian killings, of abductions and murder. So this really paints the image of, you know, Prime Minister Abiy as this reformist. And also, let's not forget that Ethiopia is the seat of the African Union. So it really raises a lot of questions around, you know, Ethiopia as a continental leader and as a model for Africa, when these kind of things are happening at the seat of the African Union.
I'm glad you mentioned the war in northern Tigray region, because when Abiy ordered the military offensive then, you know, he promised that the conflict would be resolved very quickly, but the fighting left thousands dead and forced more than 1.7 million people to flee, and it fueled famine and a rise of a wave of atrocities. And that effect, the professor, is still reverberating right now, because Ethiopia is struggling with significant economic, ethnic, and political challenges. So how do you get out of this?
So this is a very difficult situation. We know since the end of the Cold War that a lot of these internal civil wars, with the dissolution of Soviet Union and the competition between East and West, a lot of these civil wars around the world tend to be very contentious, and they tend to last for a very long time. And Ethiopia is no exception. It's the second largest country in Africa after Nigeria. And it's bordered by Kenya, Sudan, Somalia, and Egypt. So it's a really critical state. But the challenge with Ethiopia is there's so many diverse ethnic groups, and Ethiopia has not really had a history of democracy. We had the Haile Selassie monarchy, which was toppled by a really ruthless communist dictatorship, and then, even after that, we've just had a very authoritarian kind of government. So the challenge here is, will President Abiy be able to create some form of diplomatic initiative with all these different ethnic groups, religious groups that are in conflict with the central government in Addis Ababa, whether it be in Tigray, in Amhara, in the south in Oromia. But also, let's not forget that Ethiopia also faces challenges with its neighbors, with Somalia in Somaliland. We have the problem in Sudan with the border with Ethiopia. That's another challenge. And Ethiopia has also had many tensions with Sudan and Egypt over the Grand Ethiopia Renaissance Dam. So there's a lot of internal conflict, which Prime Minister Abiy will have to try to settle with the different militia and ethnic groups. But there's also a lot of other regional conflicts around Ethiopia, and a lot of those challenges, which are also very pressing on Addis Ababa.